This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Football Friday, and joining us right now, give us a little insight on the Commanders, the Jaden watch, and more is our pal Scott Abraham from ABC7. Hey, Scott.
Good morning, boys. Happy Friday.
Do you have any cameras like positioned in the parking lot to get any sort of Jaden coverage?
I know. It's Jaden watch 24/7 now. And obviously, you guys know today's a big day. We'll know more from Dan Quinn after practice, and we'll see if he gets in a limited session. My gut tells me if there's any limitation, if they think he's not going to be 100%, they're not going to play him.
What time's practice today?
I think 11:10.
Okay.
11 a.m. Right.
Has there been any Jaden sightings, like, from the media? Have you guys seen him getting in and out of his car?
No one around the DMV? Nothing?
Nope. Nothing.
Dude, they're hiding him. I mean, is that unusual for a guy? Let's say if your concussion protocol, it's different. But let's just say if, like, a guy tweaked an ankle or something, is it unusual that you wouldn't see him through the week?
No, you would usually see them, like, you know, the training room is outside the locker room. So sometimes you see an injured guy, you know, going in between the locker room and the training room, or he's sitting at his locker. You know, sometimes that when guys are doing some bumps and bruises or healing up, you see them, they're visible. So this is not surprising. I mean, he's the golden goose, per se. So a little bit of a gamesmanship involved too, because they don't want to play their hand for Chicago. And that's what it's all about.
It seems like the staff and the players, though, are very confident in Marcus Mariota.
Oh, totally. Like, I was in that locker room on Wednesday, and that was kind of one of my themes of questioning, talking to the guys of, like, why do you have confidence in Marcus? What has he shown you? And they just go back to that veteran presence that's gone through the battles of the NFL. And Zach Ertz said something very interesting on Sunday after the game to me about Cliff Kingsbury's offense and how it's very similar to what Marcus ran in Oregon. And he's never really had that type of a offense since he's been in the pros, and it really fits his style of play and his skill set. So that's something that, you know, I caught on with what Zach said. So they have total confidence in Marcus. They think they can win with Marcus. And that's why I go back to the fact this is a marathon, not a sprint. If he's not 100%, talking about Jaden here, I don't think he's going to play on Sunday.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's not like they're 3-4 or even 4-3. I mean, you're 5-2, so you can still beat the Bears with a backup. You could. I'm not saying they will, but they could. And then, you know, if Jaden just misses 1 week, I mean, it doesn't kill you. You still got a great chance of winning the division.
And I understand the counter argument, guys, from fans of, like, you know, this Bears game is big because it's NFC opponent. So when it comes down to nitty gritty time, December, January, and you're in that playoff push and starting to look at tiebreakers, yes, this win loss will come into play with this Bears game. But you look at the record. They're 5-2. You got the Giants coming out next week, which is probably an equally bigger game because it's a division game, and you want to take care of business in the division. So I get it. I know from a national perspective, you want to see Caleb versus Jaden. I want to see that. I know you guys want to see that, but he's a rookie. You know, you want to play this smart. You don't want, you know, this is a totally different injury from RG3, you know, back in the day, but you don't want something like that. You want to play it smart and let those ribs heal.
What about some of the other injuries on that report? Can you update us on that?
Yeah, so we got Brandon Coleman. He's another one to kind of monitor. We'll know more today from Dan Quinn. He's been hitting his markers, according to Dan Quinn, which he said on Wednesday with his concussion protocol. We'll see if he gets in a limited session today in practice, because they've done a really nice job of rotating those left tackles with Cornelius Lucas and Brandon Coleman. It's such a rarity. Like, you just don't see that in the NFL, and it's working for them. So it'd be great to have Brandon play on Sunday, especially against a physical, tough Bears defensive front. Montez Sweat revenge game. That'll be interesting to see Montez back on the field on Sunday. And then the other injury to monitor is Cleveland Farrell. He was limited on Wednesday, did not practice yesterday. So he's still banged up a little bit. We'll see if he has a limited session today as well. So those are the three, Jaden, Brandon, and Cleveland.
Scott, give us what you might guess will happen with Manny Forbes this week. He had an interception last week. Nobody really giving him too much props for it, though, because it's kind of a gift.
I know.
But he did do it. And I felt like it was good. I think, am I wrong? Is that his first career interception? I can't remember if he had
No, he had one, last
Denver.
Year in Denver.
Okay.
I remember it was in Denver he had one.
All right, so he had a second maybe. I thought it was a good moment for him, even though it was kind of right place, right time. But any sense that that's going to help earn him any playing time, more playing time? Or what are you?
I don't get that sense.
Yeah.
And I go back to last year's game with the Bears. You know what happened with DJ Moore, and certainly there might be some PTSD there, and he acknowledged it when we talked to Emmanuel of how much he thinks about that game and how much he remembers about that game. So they're going to be smart. You got Noah you got Benjamin St. Juice. I'm sure Emmanuel Forbes will be in some situations. So in terms of weaponry, guys, the Chicago Bears are loaded offensively. I mean, you look at that receiving core, DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, Keenan Allen, and then you look at the running backs with Swift and Roschon Johnson, and don't forget about Cole Kmet, the tight end. There's going to be a lot to handle for this Washington defense. So they got to cover. They got to get to Caleb. They got to make him uncomfortable because this Chicago offense these last 3 weeks have been playing at a high level.
Scott, how concerned is Joe Witt and the defensive staff? You touched on Caleb Williams there, not only with his passing, but he's getting it done with his legs too, especially in the last two games. He's got 90 yards rushing in his last two, and on the season he's averaging nearly 7 yards per carry. So if things break down, you know, trying to get the ball to his receivers, he can definitely make it happen with his legs too.
And that's the difficulty of a mobile, dynamic quarterback. They've seen plenty already this year. Kyler Murray, Lamar Jackson. They see Jaden Daniels every day in practice. So this is just par for the course. They have that experience of knowing how to handle a dynamic, mobile quarterback that can extend plays with his legs, can beat you with his legs. So I think having those experiences this year already with this group on defense will be beneficial. But again, you know, Caleb Williams, you can try to stop him, you can try to contain him, but he's just that good. He's the number one pick for a reason. And you know, Caleb is going to have a little bit of an extra juice incentive to him on Sunday, being the homecoming game. Bowie native, played high school ball at Gonzaga in DC, so he's gonna have a lot of friends and family in the crowd, so there's gonna be some extra pop to him on Sunday.
Yeah, and of course, I think it was CBS flexed the game because they wanted to see Caleb against Jaden. And, you know, 1 versus 2, everyone wanted to see that. And then it's possible Jaden's not going to play.
Yep, and that's unfortunate for the networks and CBS. But they, you know, Dan Quinn was asked directly about that on Wednesday from one of the beat reporters. How much of an influence does, you know, the networks wanting to see Jaden versus Caleb playing to your decision of starting Jaden? He said absolutely none whatsoever. So clearly, you know, they're not thinking network TV or appeasing to the national fan base.
Right.
They're thinking of Jaden, his health, his well-being. And again, I go back to the analogy of it's a marathon, not a sprint. You want him healthy come November, December, January, when it gets down to the nitty-gritty.
Talking to Scott Abraham from ABC7, I saw that Cliff Kingsbury spoke some yesterday. What have you made of Cliff so far? I mean, obviously the offense is firing on all cylinders. Do you like him?
Guys, home run hire. I mean, he doesn't give much in a press conference setting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he gave that fun little nugget about the Taylor Swift play. That was awesome yesterday. But he's just been phenomenal. And I didn't really know what to expect from Cliff going into this year and how hungry he would be. It's just been unbelievable. You can tell how much fun he's having. And that's what Zach Ertz pointed to early in the season. Like, he's never seen Cliff so happy or enjoying being back on the sidelines so much. And I think he enjoys working with this young group, working with a young quarterback. And this offense is just unbelievable. It's been so many years in D.C. since we've seen an offense score points like this and have big chunk explosive plays pushing the ball down the field. It's a fun offense to watch. They're dynamic. They're, you know, throwing little wrinkles in here and there. Very, very impressed with Cliff Kingsbury. Now the challenge is going to be, if they continue this and have all the success, make the playoffs, whatnot, how are you going to keep Cliff Kingsbury around? But that's a discussion for another day. So far, so good, certainly, for Cliff Kingsbury.
Scott, you mentioned the playoffs there. This is obviously not a must-win game in Week 8, especially if Jaden doesn't go, but it's kind of important for playoff positioning. Right now, Washington is the 2 seed in the NFC. Chicago's the 7 seed. So if Chicago wins, they'll move up. Washington moves down. They'll have the head-to-head in a tiebreaker if it comes down to that at the end of the season. So it is actually kind of an important game here in Week 8.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, I mean, if it comes down to tiebreakers and you lose this game, it's going to hurt you. And I think priority number one with every team in the NFL is take care of business in the division. Division games are basically double, right? I mean, you win, it's basically a double scenario and sets you up better in the division. And I think they're looking at it like that, where they probably hold more value and weight to the Giants game next week, because it's that division game, and right now they're in good position in the division. So, yeah, certainly to your point, NFC game, you know, tiebreakers down the line. But if you take care of business in the division, you win the division, you're going to get a home game in the playoffs.
How do you feel, Scotty, about the division right now in general? Obviously, the Giants are dead. I mean, they're just not good.
Yep.
But Dallas has been outscored by 42 points. We saw what happened in their last game against Detroit. That was an embarrassment. They're 3-3. They got a huge game against San Francisco Sunday night. And then Philly, now that Philly has all of their parts with Devontae back from the concussion and A.J. Brown back from the injury he scored last week, I think they're going to start putting it together. Do you think it just comes down to Washington and Philly, or do you still give Dallas a chance in the division?
I'll say this in terms of your point with Dallas. I think Sunday's game against San Francisco is going to be the big marker for me. They've had so much turmoil and in the headlines the last 2 weeks. They're coming off the bye. Do they come out and be the Cowboys team that many expected and punch San Francisco in the mouth and win that game on the road, or are they going to fall on the sword and it's going to go downhill from there? I think this game against San Francisco is really going to be a turning point in the season for the Cowboys. So I will withhold judgment on the Cowboys until after that San Francisco game. If they lose, I think they're done, and it's going to be a downward spiral for McCarthy and Jerry Jones and everybody down there. As for the Eagles, they were my pick going in to win the NFC East. I think defensively, they're very strong, much better than Dallas. You know the parts they have on offense. So right now, I think it's going to come down to Washington and Philly, and they still have 2 games, obviously, to play against each other. And Dallas, if they lose against San Francisco, I think they're done. If they somehow find a way to win and get a big win on the road, I think it might be a 3-horse race.
All right, we're going to allow you to have 2 predictions. One is with Jaden in the lineup, and one with Marcus Mariota starting.
You guys are so sweet. let's see here. I'm going to go, if Jaden plays, Washington will win by 3. If Mariota plays, give me Chicago to win by 7.
All right.
All right.
You're in the books.
All right, guys.
All right, have fun at the game.
I gotta make two picks because we just don't know who's starting.
Yep, yep.
Thank you, buddy.
See you guys.
See you, buddy.
Scott Abraham from ABC7. Let me check in on the polls. I think most people now, I didn't put two picks. 68% are going with Washington right now. You can vote at Chunks Radio.
I feel like people are like wildly optimistic, especially considering Jaden a little nicked up. And
for some reason, on Instagram, it's even more optimistic. 77%. The Instagrammers, sports junkies right on Instagram, they're always higher than the people on Twitter.
You know what it is? People love get size for offense. Offense just gets you fired up.
I've been saying that forever.
No, I know, but I mean,
it
makes
that forever.
It makes you, I think, irrationally believe.
You get exuberant when you see leading the league in scoring at 31.1, tied with the Ravens. It's
and
a
I
good
do
place
think
to be.
Seeing Marcus perform so well, he only had 5 incompletions, 2 touchdown passes. More and more people just think, oh, well, Cliff is cooking. It doesn't matter who's back there. And they just have supreme confidence that Marcus is going to do it again.
It matters who's back
there.
I think so.
It matters who's back
there.
And
I wouldn't expect that type of performance again. I mean,
I agree.
That was really good.
I think it was maybe more of a one-off.
And again,
I'm
sorry. I know you guys don't like to hear this. You got to factor in who he was playing against.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Of course.
Don't you?
Context matters.
Cakes,
sure.
Don't you?
I do.
Of course that matters.
I mean, would have he done that against if they were playing Houston or Philly or
probably not.
You know, Detroit. I mean, probably not.
I do. I'm not going to completely rule it out, but I understand your point. I think it's fair. I just think that, and maybe I'm the only one that thought this, but that the nature of the way he made the plays, I'm not sure it's replicable by him.
Yeah, well, we'll see if he plays.
Coming up next, we'll dive deeper into this matchup. Who do you like? If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Everybody in the polls think the Commanders are going to win.
I'm nervous.
What do you think happens, especially if it's Marcus Mariota under center? 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies coming back on a Football Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.